Homily for Monday, April 19th. I'd like to begin by telling you that after reading today's readings from Acts of the Apostles and from the Gospel of John, to help my reflection, I began to read around on these readings. And I came upon a reading that really grabbed my attention and my mind and my heart. It's a reflection by a woman, Nancy Dalaval. She's the Vice President for Mission and Identity and Associate Professor of Religious Studies at Fairfield University, the Jesuit University in Connecticut. She's a woman who has written broadly on church issues, and currently her work focuses on the meeting of feminist thought and Catholic theology. She's also a member of Catholic Women Preach. So, rather than me reflecting on her and then translating her into my speak, I'd rather give you just her speak, because I think it will, you'll find, engage you and make you and us thoughtful and prayerful. So these are the thoughts of Professor Dalaval. The title of a reflection is Disciples, Not Fans. After a public moment, Jesus withdraws, but the crowd follows, seeking the food and conviviality they had found in his presence. They want to repeat the glow of the feasting. Jesus wants them to take on the yoke of discipleship. They are seeking a plan, a manifesto, a program. Jesus instead offers himself as their fulfillment, as the one on whom the Father God has set his seal. Preaching the gospel, Stephen too cuts through the clutter. His words draw people in, but others want to sow discord, to draw him into debate that might seem civic-minded at first, but in the end is simply noise and hand-waving. His detractors intentionally sow fear, spewing vague accusations about destroying all we hold dear, words designed to create anxiety and suspicion, rather than solidarity and action. Could there be a more vivid description of our own day? Stephen, however, stays on message. Indeed, his steady presence as he preaches about Jesus, the radiance of Stephen's face, is itself an eloquent witness. Moving from engaged to committed is no small thing. The comfort of the full belly is not much different than the lulling effect of a constant diet of outrage and denouncement. Both are designed to subvert integrity and will. As Christians, we are called to the harder path of the committed life, called to be disciples rather than spectators, witnesses rather than partisans. Today's readings call us to put down the snack plate, shut down the aptly named browser, and get up off the couch. We have a mission. We are designed for a purpose. The day for casual feasting and useless chatter has passed. So go out to the world, dear friend, and be not afraid. Your face is radiant. I must say, her words speak to me directly about the situation in which we so often find ourselves. There's so much fighting, so much not listening. And so I leave you with her words, words that encourage us not to fight but to love. Words that encourage us to preach not ourselves and our positions, but the gospel of Jesus. So let us listen again to her words and let her lead us to peace and to prayer.